We're learning about how a person is supposed to be careful when they say the Shema. It's supposed to be done in the proper order. Kol Mafreil Lo Yatza. If it's done out of order, the person does not fulfill their obligation. The next section in this particular siman, this chapter, discusses what happens if you make a mistake. You just forgot, you blanked out, you don't remember where you're up to in the Shema. So Kar Parsha V'Tavla, you're reading the Parsha, you're reading the Shema, then you forgot. So it depends. Im Yodea Heichentav, perhaps you remember that you, the exact point where you made a mistake. Kagon Shikar Kula, you read the entire Shema, all three paragraphs. El Shadilig Pasuk Echa B'Emsa. You realize for some reason there was one short Pasuk, one sentence that you just forgot to say. So what are you supposed to do? So we already learned yesterday that you can't just say that sentence now because that will be considered to be Karl Mafreya. It's being written, read, not in the proper order. Rather, what are you supposed to do? Is Chozlo Rosh Oso Pasuk. You go back to that particular pasuk which you forgot, the Gomar Parsha, then you just continue from that point on. So if, let's say, you forget, as we're going to see in a moment, an example in the Mishnah Berurah, a sentence in the middle of the second paragraph in the Shema, so you go back to that particular sentence and you just continue from that point forward, even though you already said all three paragraphs, but since you made a mistake, everything up before that was considered to be a valid reciting of the Shema, and then you will continue from that point forward. This is probably more of a practical case. You know you made a mistake. You just, in your gut, you know you did something wrong, but you can't remember what you missed, what you didn't say. So then Chozlo Rosh Parsha, then you should go back to the very beginning. You should start and say the Shema over. So the Mishnah Berurah tells us, first of all, by quoting the words of the Pri Chadash, that an important word over here, brought down by Rabbi Yosef Karo, is ta'ah, that a person made a mistake. And the Pre-Chadosh says it has to be that. Dafka ta'ah, avol behezid mischavin chozorosh. If a person would, for whatever reason, do this on purpose, skip certain sentences they don't want to say, and then they say, you know what, maybe I should go back and say them, then in that case, you certainly have to repeat the entire Shema. It's only in the case of ta'ah, where there was a certain level of an innocence and a mistake on your behalf, that's when we have these leniencies. So the Mechaber told us that, let's say, for example, you forgot a pasuk, so go back to that pasuk. The Mishnah Berurah asks, what happened if you didn't skip a pasuk entirely? Let's say you started in the middle of that pasuk, you skipped the imdileg teva achas. Let's say you forgot even one word. So what are you supposed to do in that situation? Which is also something we find often when it comes to a Baal Kare, makes a mistake. So sometimes you find that the person just corrects that mistake and moves on. Some people read the entire pasuk again. So it's brought down over here, quoting the words of the Levush as well as the Kesa Mishnah, that Yesh Omrim, that there are those that say Shabazed Dai Shiyachsel Osa Teva Bigmor. Even though it's in the middle of the sentence, you can just go up to that particular word where you made a mistake and continue and finish your pasuk, finish the sentence from that point on. And he says, for example, Shadili mi pasuk v'shinantam, you have the pasuk which we talked about in great detail yesterday, v'shinantam l'vanecha, you said that, but for some reason you forgot the word v'dibarta, from v'dibarta bam. So he says all you have to do is go to the word v'dibarta from that point forward, and that's good enough. You don't have to start and quote the entire, and say over the entire pasuk again. However, not everyone agrees to this, such as the Sefer Eliyahu Rabbah, he says, quoting other Rishonim, that in fact the person will need to go back to the beginning of the pasuk. So depending on what you hold, but generally speaking, it's only one pasuk, it's only a few words. So say the whole pasuk again. Hopefully you won't make the mistake to begin with. One last halacha. Hayomed be'uksavtem. Let's say you're standing, you're at the point in the Shema of uksavtem. So what's the problem with that? Because the word uksavtem al-mezuzos is not just found one point, mentioned twice, the end of the first paragraph and toward the end of the second paragraph. Then yodeya im uksavtem shaparsh rishona im uksavtem shaparsh shniya. You were really dozing off during the Shema, and unfortunately don't remember, did I even say the second paragraph? I can't even remember. So the halacha states that chozer uksavtem shirishona, you should go back to the first, because if there's a chance you didn't say the second paragraph, you might as well do it again. However, This is actually a quote also from the Gemara. It says the only time this law applies, that if you're caught by the words in this area, that you should go back to the first uksavtam, which is the end of the first paragraph, is only hani mili shel hizkil l'man yirbu yemechem. If you're already did not begin the next sentence. Abel im hiskel man yirbu yemechem answer achlasa. But if you already began the words man yirbu yemechem, and then you're at that point, you say, you know what? Did I say the second paragraph? The chances are that you did, because the person is generally speaking, what comes out of their mouth, they're fluent to say, is probably where they're up to. Which means that if you're up to the words l'man yirbu yemechem, that is probably a proof enough that in fact you did say the second paragraph. However, we're going to conclude with the words of Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah tells us that the only time this applies, brought down the Shari Tshuva, is only if you said the words l'man yirbu yemechem and you're davening and you're saying the Shema all alone. Let's say you're davening with the tzibor, you're davening with the congregation, and you said the word Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad together at the same time, and then all of a sudden you're at this dilemma. So what could you do? What's another way you can determine if you're at the first paragraph or the end of the second? Rosh Hashliach Tzibor Omed Ksabtem Sheparsha Rishona Osamachlo. You see that the person who you said the sentence Shema together with, the chazan, and they're only by the first paragraph, then says the Shari Tshuva, that should be proof enough to you, the Mucha Milsa Shita, that you made a mistake in this situation and that you didn't say the second paragraph. So therefore, you have to be able to determine, is it physically possible that you could have said this second paragraph? And therefore, you can determine it by looking at the Shliach Tzibur. But these are the different halachas with regards to the laws of Kriya Shema. But God willing, when a person says it, that we've discussed in great detail, the person is supposed to say the Shema with tremendous kavana, with understanding the words that they're saying, and therefore, you know, Mir Tashem, this is not an issue that a person will actually have to remember these halachos, but it's just something, as far as learning is concerned, learning with Shema, just for the sake of learning.